Well, good morning once again. Rather than begin this lesson, there are a number of developments socially, especially in the United States that need to be addressed. On Wednesday night, we will pray, in addition to some prayer time this morning, but we will pray for wisdom for government officials, for wisdom for pastoral leadership, and then a supernatural dose of wisdom for our social woes. The attacks upon police officers and authority this week are they're just unmeasurable and unspeakable. And how we deal with those things is an important application. As a matter of fact, this is providentially timed. This lesson today deals with exactly the difficulties that are raising their ugly heads once again in the United States and throughout the world. So, we can have confidence that Jesus is dealing with people not only yesterday, today, but throughout eternity. But he is the only relevance that we have in understanding the world, the circumstances, and the solution. So, we won't deal with those things today because earlier in this week, and let me say that on Wednesday night, if you will gather with us for a prayer, we will pray specifically for these social and political needs, and then we'll have a good time celebrating the social institution, biblical institution of marriage. But today we do have something significant to deal with. If you do not see the Shepherd's Fellowship email broadcast, Brother Sergey regularly communicates with all of those whom he supports. And once again, they are suffering persecution, legislative, governmental persecution after a time of freedom. And they not only expected this, were warned of it, but now are going to begin, seemingly, they're going to begin suffering under the tyrannical government leadership in Russia. That would mean for Sergey a limit to the scope, geographic scope of his ministry, but this faithful man and his brothers and faithful sisters, within the structure they've established in the region, they will never give up, but they may be limited in the scope of their ministry. What does that mean? That means that funds that come from here in the U.S. and throughout the world to fund their travel and their sustenance may be eliminated. So that is certainly a subject for prayer. I responded to him and sent a copy throughout the email broadcast that we would take time and pray for him, for his ministry, for those who support him in the physical aspects of his ministry, the brothers that preach along with him, those who faithfully care for them, the women and the families that care for them. And upon completion of that, then we'll take our break today. So I'd ask for two men to volunteer, one to open us in prayer, and then for that man to watch. And if you would like to pray, if when someone stops, just raise your hand. They'll call on you. And when we have exhausted our opportunity to pray today, then we'll stop, take our break, and then we'll start on this lesson. Okay, questions? Hopefully I was lucid and clear and easy to understand. Okay, there's one. Ray, if you'll start, Brother Greg. When you see that there is no one else who's raised their hand, then you can conclude us, okay? All right, Brother Ray.
Heavenly Father, because of the blood of Christ, come to you and speak to you. We are grateful, Lord, please convict us to pray for our brethren more here in Shepherd's Fellowship, but also abroad. Lord, as we've been walking through our daily life so much, do we often forget how you hold all things together by the power of your word. Even just the mundane things that we take for granted. So, Lord, I pray that every opportunity the Holy Spirit would be awakened in us and that we would think about you and your glory. We pray for that. Think of our brother across seas who has been faithful, who has been on fire for you, who has been a great source of encouragement and incredibly bright light to the lost people of Siberia. Lord, I remember when I was a slave in Egypt and you saved me. I'm grateful, Lord, and I pray that you would strengthen Sergei and the brothers there and his family, that you would help them in their time of need. This has been ongoing, and it appears that you will allow it to increase. So, Lord, we pray for spiritual conviction, that the saints would meet on Wednesday, pray for a brother in need, that we would pray for conviction in our own body, that we would take every opportunity to spread the glory of your gospel. The time is short, and our days are numbered. Lord, thank you that you would give us the opportunity in the Spirit and the wisdom that you have given to our leadership, that we would make opportunities like this. Lord, I'm sorry that we would have to wait to hear bad news to do it, but that's the fact. But we are grateful. You have been merciful to us, Lord. So I pray that you would encourage the hearts of the saints, that you would be lifted up by your word, that your word will continue to go forth. We know it does not return to you void. So no matter what happens here, we know that your will go forth. We can take great comfort in that. And I pray that you would comfort God's people both here and abroad in this time now and continue to sustain them, that we would dwell on what we just sing about your ongoing mercy, how you yourself, Lord Jesus, pray for us even now. How wonderful. Thank you, Lord. So I pray that we would continue to carry out the rest of the time that you have allotted for us in light of these facts, that we would dwell in your glorious truth. May Jesus Christ be honored and glorified today and forever. Amen.
Father, I pray this morning for our country first. Lord, ungodliness has run rampant. Displays itself in the most shocking and horrifying ways. In a very real sense, there is a war in this country. There are those who have targeted men and women who have pledged themselves to the public safety of our citizens.
Yes, Mommy.
It would bring great harm to those whose major motivation is to serve and to protect.
Mommy.
Lord, we need a revival in this country, and I pray, Father, that the Spirit of God will move in the hearts and on the lives of the people of this nation. And once again, that the revival fires might burn throughout this country as they have done in the past. For a nation that has been founded on a belief in God, we have strayed so far. Our leaders at the very best only give lip service to thee and to the Lord Jesus Christ. Most don't even do that. And although the persecution that we face here in this country at this particular time is not great, there are those who would shut this building down. and every other building that is operating this morning, housing the church, proclaims the gospel of Jesus Christ, they would show that. They hate the word of God. They hate you and they hate Christ. And because of that, they hate us. Help us, Father, to love them. Seek to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with them. Trust in the Spirit of God to accomplish that. We ourselves cannot bring peace to this nation. And Father, I do pray for Brother Sergey and others abroad who face similar situations. Lord, the government is terrible where Brother Sergey is. Borders on being a dictatorship. Yet we know that you raise up and you take down those who are in charge. That in spite of how powerful they think they operate only within the construct and confines of the will of God. We have learned something of the heart of Brother Sergey in these past years. We know, Lord, that he loves you, that he serves you, that he seeks to proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ to those around him because he loves his people. We pray that you would begin even now to move in that country to return the freedom that they have enjoyed to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. May the government allow him to freely receive the help that he needs to be able to financially serve and spread the gospel and meet the spiritual needs and to some extent the physical needs of his people. These are dark times, Father. But we need not be surprised because you have told us in your word that things would wax worse and worse. And that there would be wars and rumors of wars. But you have also told us of your ultimate triumph. May we take comfort in that, knowing that as dark as things appear to us now, joy comes in the morning. Grant, Father, that we have strength face each day. Determination in our hearts to serve you and to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ by word and deed. Never faltering, never failing. Because we know that you are the creator of this universe. You are the God of gods. You are the Lord of lords. And indeed, my Father, your mercy does endure forever. We thank you, pray in Jesus' name, for he is worthy.
Lord, as we read this morning in your psalm, that we are to give thanks to you, for you are good. For your steadfast love, your mercy endures forever. We thank you that people like Brother Sergey and other missionaries that fulfill their ministry that you have so richly blessed them with, often to their own personal discomfort, pain, imprisonment, and in many cases death, Lord, that they are willing to spread your gospel, that they are approved work and we're not ashamed. We thank you that we have your true and living word that gives us hope when the world has none, that it gives us truth when the world has none, and that it gives us reasons for why things happen the way that they happen, that we can give thanks to you, for you are good, even in circumstances where we have governments who will rage against you, that will tear the fetters from themselves to throw them away, to get as far as they can from the word of God, from the law of God that is written on the heart of man. We thank you that you are the God who, like you said in the Psalms, remember us in our low estate, and that you rescue us from our foes, and that you give food to all flesh, and that we give thanks to you because you are the God of heaven. We thank you that Brother Sergei has and believes these words, that he has the words of the truth and living God, the Comforter, to empower his ministry. Lord, we can be thankful for persecution, although it sounds odd, for persecution drives your church to proclaim the name of Jesus and causes its spread. Lord, we thank you for the persecution that brought the gospel to our hearts and lives so many thousands of years ago, the persecution that took your church from a small group and spread it all across the world, that people would proclaim the name of Christ, hearts would be changed by the work of your Holy Spirit, that you redeem men from their sins by no work of their own, but it is only by your great grace through the substitutionary death of your Son Jesus on the cross, living a life we could not live, and dying a death that we could not die, and paying a price that we cannot pay. Lord, we are truly thankful to you, God of gods and Lord of lords. I pray that as we pray today, that Brother Sergei and those who faithfully minister beside him and all throughout the nation of Russia, that they would be comforted and strengthened by your word today, and that they would band together and serve greatly for your gospel. We thank you for being able to see the testimony of those in circumstances like that, where this message from Sergei, how he clearly explains he's willing to go to prison for your gospel. I pray that, Lord, that we would have even just such a mustard seed of faith that we could go to prison willfully and gratefully for your word, that we might proclaim your gospel. We pray, praise you and thank you for these things today.
Oh, God of compassion, we consider the current events and the fate of Brother Sergei, and we think of the Psalms and how the psalmist cries out to you in times of trouble and in affliction of his own heart. But we acknowledge and we know that God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth gives way, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. And we respond and say, come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. May we be still and know that you are God. You will be exalted among the nations. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. And Lord, we think specifically of Brother Sergei, and we ask you to vindicate him, O God, and to defend his cause against an ungodly people. From the deceitful and unjust man, deliver him. For you are the God in whom we take refuge. We ask you to send out your light and your truth. Let them lead us. Let them bring us to your holy hill and to your dwelling. Then we will go to the altar of God, to God, your exceeding, our exceeding joy, and we will praise you with the lyre. We thank you, God, for the circumstances that you've brought, that everything that you ordain brings us closer to the cross, and we praise you for those things. May our hearts respond in a way that glorifies you.
God, we read in your word that blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you, shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Father, we know that whether it's from individuals or from governments, that any kind of opposition and persecution against your people is that you to sit in the heavens laugh at. We know from your word that you laugh at any opposition against you. Father, even though I don't understand how you take persecution and use it for the spread of your gospel, your ways are so much different from our ways. Your thoughts are so much different from our thoughts. We yield to you, Lord, and give you praise and honor that you will take persecution from governments and you'll spread your word and that you'll triumph and that those opposed to you will be brought low. Well, Father God, we praise you and honor you for that today. And bless our brother Sergey and those who helped him there. May you fill them with joy and a sense of your presence. And may they just get a new glimpse of who you are and see you in mighty things from you, Father. In Jesus' name I pray.
Father God, in Jesus Christ, our Lord, Savior, name, we come to you as only praise and mercy. Thank you for another day, for life, and for strength. Thank you for where we live right now. And we are sadly or gratefully also living in that type of persecution that Brother Sergey is from. But we pray for Brother Sergey and all his missionaries, all the missionaries you provided unto him for your glory and the spreading of your word. Please strengthen and encourage his heart and soul, whether his family and friends and those that he is ministering to for your glory. May you be glorified throughout, just like you've already said. Persecution, the world is not intended, but your body is right to continue to go by persecution no matter what. Father God, we know that your word is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword, able to cut through the bones and hearts of those men. Father God, we pray, Father God, that you would crush and break the hearts of all the lost, dear God. Right here in America, that we are blessed to be provided with sound doctrine and teaching of the word, spirit and interest in God, for our growth, for the growth of your heart. We pray right now, dear God, for the persecution of those over there and throughout the world, that they may be strengthened and emboldened, increase your truth and love and grace and mercy by your word.
Lord God, since your time, many people have tried to end your reign. They have tried to quell Christianity. They will not fail. The war has already been won. We pray, Lord, that you will protect and keep Sergey and our country well, but we know that your justice is coming. We know that they have tried to crush us before, they've fed us to the lions and everything to try and stop your word, and they will not succeed in doing so. Lord, we know that the war is already won, but we just have to persevere. Pray, Lord, that in the changes that are happening for Sergey over there, that maybe you will just give a small rest to him while he can regroup and things will change back to come back to the way they are again so that he may come out again revived. But if not, so let those that he has preached to, let the seeds that he has planted in them grow so that they may also be as the stars, your children, expanding instead of being crushed by the government. Let your word grow there instead to show for your glory that they cannot stop you, Lord. We pray that out of all this, we know that your glory will succeed and that your word will persevere and grow because it cannot be stopped, Lord. We pray that he has the strength and things will work better for him and for others in the same situations all over the world where your word is tried to be crushed by unbelievers. Let your word grow and change hearts and minds. We know persecution is coming. It's going to get worse for us here. But we know that if we're doing it right, we will be hated, Lord. Let us be hated by those. But love those who are our brothers. Let us pass your word on, spirit and in truth, as you commanded. And give us the strength and the ways and the words and the will to persevere through all of it, Lord. Let us be your remnant in any places that there are chances that we would run. Let us be the wheat when you separate the wheat from the chaff. We pray for our country. Again, as things are changing and the country is turning in on itself, the haters are going to hate each other and destroy each other. But let your children remain and let us be strong and survive through it as your will. But if we are persecuted, even unto death, let us stand strong in your name, stand upright, and be light in these times, Lord. We pray that not only for us, but all for all of the people in the world that you send out to give your word, Lord. Because it is all for your glory, for your honor, and you died for us. So let us just follow in your ways. And in all these things we pray, in your word.
All right, we will take our break now and return.